his team was taken by Antilochus, great-hearted Nestor's son amid the Achaeans. Enraged at Asius's fall, Deiphobus went for Idomeneus with a hard spear cast, but he foresaw the blow and dodged the point by disappearing under his round shield of bull's hide, fitted on two struts or bars, and plated with concentric rings of bronze. Under this he packed himself, as over it the bronze-shod spear passed, and his shield rang out under the glancing blow. But not for nothing, thrown by Deiphobus's brawny hand, the spear hit a commander, Hypsenor, son of Hippasus, in the liver under the diaphragm, and brought him tumbling down. Deiphobus gave a great shout and exulted, "Asius is down, but there's revenge. On his journey to death's iron gate he will be glad I gave him company." This went home to the Argives, most of all Antilochus, whose heart was stirred. But in his grief he still bethought himself for his companion. On the run he reached him, straddled him, and held his shield above him. Two other friends, Mecisteus, Echius's son, and brave Alastor, bent to lift and carry him, groaning deeply, to the sheltering ships. Idomeneus's passion for battle never waned. He strove to shroud some Trojan in hell's night, or else himself to fall, as he fought off the black hour for Achaeans. Now he met Alcathous, Asaites' noble son, Anchises' son-in-law. This man had married Hippodamia, eldest of the daughters, dearest to her father and gentle mother in their great hall. In beauty, skill, and wit she had excelled all girls of her own age. For this reason, too, the man who won her had been the noblest suitor in all Troy. Now it was he that by Idomeneus's hand Poseidon overcame. The god entranced his shining eyes and hobbled his fine legs, so that he could not turn back or maneuver, but like a pillar or a full-grown tree he stood without a tremor. Square in the chest, Idomeneus caught him, sundering the cuirass that until now had saved his flesh from harm. And now at last he cried aloud, the rending spear between his ribs, and down he crashed, his heart being driven through in its last throes, making the spear butt quake. The mighty war god then extinguished all his force. Idomeneus yelled and exulted savagely, "Ah, then, Deiphobus, shall we call it quits when three are downed for one? You counted first. Bright soul, come forward now, yourself, and face me. Learn what I am. I come in the line of Zeus, who fathered Minos, lord of the Cretan seas, and he in turn fathered Deucalion, who fathered me, commander of many fighters in the wide land of Crete. Then here to Troy my ships brought me to plague you and your father and all the Trojans.